13. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. In the Muggle World. Harry Potter is not an ordinary boy. He is a wizard. He lives with his Uncle Vernon, his Aunt Petunia, and his cousin Dudley, an awful boy. On Dudley's birthday, they all go to the zoo. There, Harry sees a snake in a window cage and talks to it. "Do you often talk to people?" Harry asks. The snake answers he doesn't. "Mum, Dad, come and look at this snake," Dudley shouts and pushes Harry. Harry gets angry and suddenly something strange happens. The glass cage disappears and Dudley falls into the cage. The following day, Harry receives a letter. He is surprised he never gets mail. So he looks at the envelope carefully and reads, "Mr. H. Potter, the cupboard under the stairs, 4 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey." Unfortunately, Uncle Vernon destroys this letter and all the others coming on the following days. On Sunday morning, Uncle Vernon is happy. There's no post on Sundays. All of a sudden, millions of letters come into the house from everywhere. "We are going away. Just pack some clothes," Uncle Vernon cries. On Harry's birthday, a giant arrives. He is Rubus Hagrid, the keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts. "You're a wizard, Harry," says Hagrid. "No, you made a mistake. I can't be a wizard," replies Harry. "I'm just Harry." Hagrid smiles and gives him the letter from Hogwarts, the school of witchcraft and wizardry. Harry reads it. "We are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts. Term begins on 1st September. "You are not going," cries Uncle Vernon. "And I suppose a great muggle like you can stop him," says Hagrid. "A what?" asks Harry. "A muggle is what we call non-magic folk like them," explains Hagrid. Hagrid gets angry and shouts, "This boy is going to Hogwarts and he is meeting the finest headmaster in the world, Albus Dumbledore." So he takes Harry away.